Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is the Daily Home Edit, the daily podcast from the team at Home Beautiful magazine. I'm Fiona Michelin, Home Beautiful's style editor.
And I'm Katrina O'Brien, Home Beautiful's managing editor.
We're here today to give you some HB expert hacks and tips to make your home life run smoothly. And today we're going to talk about all things hanging art. Now, having art in the home is so important. It's such an important way to inject that personality into a space, don't you think, Katrina?
Oh, absolutely. Our home, I think our art is the really central part of our home and really dictates our style. I'm very lucky to have some very talented artist friends. And my husband, who does it a bit of a side hustle arty, making art, as well as pieces I've collected over on our travels. So, Fiona, what do you think is the number one rule when hanging art?
The one thing I see people get wrong often is the height. So it's really important to get the height of that artwork on the wall correct. So I've seen a lot of homes where the artwork's been hung too high to the ceiling or too low, and it just feels really odd, doesn't it, when it's just not quite right. It stands out. It detracts from the room.
Really tricky getting that height right,
I think. It can be really tricky. So generally the rule of thumb I would recommend is that the middle of the artwork should sit at eye level. So given you're not too small or too tall, think of the standard person's height. And that is really a kind of a comfortable place for artwork to sit. I guess the tricky thing is if you have really high ceilings, then that rule could be slightly skewed. You could have it slightly higher to give a bit better balance in the space. Another tricky thing is when you're styling artwork above a sofa or above a bedhead. And I get asked that a lot, like, how do I go about that? So I think you can afford then to go a little bit higher just because you stand back and you can see the nice balance of the space. Don't you, when it's sitting
Absolutely.
Above it?
And I think this is when you need to get a friend in, because it's impossible to do this on your
100%.
Own. 100%.
That would be my second massive tip, is to call in a friend and get them to hold the artwork in space so you can stand back and see the whole room and get the feel for the perspective and the scale.
Absolutely.
And then get in there with your little pencil and draw a little line at the top of the frame, and then you can't get it wrong.
Perfect. Yeah. And what else do we think we have to do with art about the sticking, do you think, sticking art up? We'll see.
I guess another tip is if you are not feeling confident with where you're popping it, sticky removable hooks like the 3M hooks are really, really quite good, and they can be quite strong. And it's a great way. It's not permanent. So if you get it wrong, just redo it, and it's a great way to just test it. And you might want to change your artwork every month. So it's a good way to keep it fresh.
I think it's a fantastic way to keep a room fresh, actually, moving the artwork around. And I actually am a bit guilty for not doing that. I have to do that. That's on my to-do list. What I really actually love is a gallery hang. You know, basically lots of really interesting smaller pieces hung together to almost make that its own artwork.
Yeah, it's a statement.
And we've got a fantastic example of this in the current issue of Home Beautiful, now August issue, which is on sale now, where we feature where we feature some shots of the proper hotel in San Francisco, and it's amazing.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
So the interior design here has been done by one of our favourites, Kelly Wurstler, and she's got this gallery hang in the lobby, which is fantastic. It's all sort of like local known and unknown artists.
Vintage meets new, and very eclectic, very bright. It's very clever.
And it sits so beautifully together. So I think that's a great example of how it can be done.
It's a really good way to create a big impact, especially if you're working with a big space or an empty space and you don't want to invest in a really big, enormous artwork. It's a great way to fill up that wall.
It can be a bit overwhelming to actually put that gallery hang together. And I remember reading, probably in Home Beautiful magazine, a great idea is actually to cut up to get the proportions right, is to actually cut up the a piece of paper the size of each artwork that you want to do, or photo frame, for example, and then sticky, you know, blue tack them onto the wall and really get that shape and the proportions right throughout that whole hang.
Yeah.
It's easy to move around that way.
And that way you can really visualise how it's going to look on the wall.
Yeah.
I actually like to do that, but also I like to lay all of the artworks on the floor together, because for me, I like to really see the balance of the colours and all the
of course you do.
And the shapes and how it plays together. because you don't want too much, you know, you might have too much black on one side and you want to just create a nice balance. So if you work with doing that and then do your paper on the wall, you can't go wrong, really.
Yeah, I think you might need to call a friend in for this one as well, don't
you?
Yeah,
I think you might be right.
And, of course, you can always call in an expert too. The Hangman in Sydney is fabulous, and especially when you're struggling with that gallery hang, they kind of come in, look at all your works as a whole and work out the right positioning and then actually put the pieces up for you. So,
so
really
he's an
good
expert, and he can really look at what needs to be done and where it needs to go.
Exactly, and all it's done. I actually had a look at his website recently, and actually can go and shoot. They do an art consulting job as well, so they can actually do that as well.
And if you're not in Sydney, speak to your local galleries or your local framers, and they can definitely recommend a builder who specialises in hanging art and can give you a hand.
And get around to those galleries for some great ideas as well.
Exactly. And that's it from us today. Thank you so much for listening.
Fantastic. And remember to please rate, review and subscribe to The Daily Home Edit. Until next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.